Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
COVID cases soar.
This Delta variant spreads like wildfire.
Olympic outbreak.
People aren't so sure we should have an Olympics at all.
Bezos ready for blast off.
I'm excited, not really nervous.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. COVID-19 cases are now on the rise in all 50 states. They've nearly tripled in the last 3 weeks. And the virus is hitting Olympians just days from the start of the Summer Games in Tokyo. There's word a female American gymnast, an alternate on the team, has tested positive for COVID. CBS's Lucy Kraft in Tokyo says a top tennis name is out too.
The hopes of tennis star Coco Gauff were dashed after the 17-year-old sensation announced she had tested positive for COVID, ending her chances of competing in Japan this summer. This comes on top of USA Basketball losing point guard Bradley Beal last week after he was placed in COVID health and safety protocols. As more Olympic teams descended on the Japanese capital over the weekend, two South African soccer players tested positive for COVID. The South African Football Association said the whole team is now under quarantine, with their first match just 3 days away. They will only be allowed to compete if they test negative 6 hours before the match.
Four states made up 40% of the new COVID-19 cases last week, and there's been a surge in Florida. CBS's David Begno is in Arkansas, where the vaccination rate is low and concerns are running high.
42-year-old Lamonte Boyd, a married father of three, says he didn't listen to the doctors or even his wife when she got the COVID vaccine and told him he should, too.
I brushed it off. I thought it was a joke.
Boyd was diagnosed with COVID-19 nearly 2 weeks ago. He developed pneumonia in both of his lungs.
Right now, as we talk, my wind is short. That's why, you know, I'm really gasping for air now.
Arkansas has the third lowest full vaccination rate in the country. A little over 1 in 3 people here have gotten both of their shots. This 62-year-old woman did not want to give us her name, but she did want to speak for this story.
It's hard to breathe, so I have to have oxygen 24/7. I cough and I can't stop.
What would you say to all those people who are spreading misinformation about the vaccine?
It's a life or death sentence.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says some politicians who made news last week when they fled their state have been infected.
5 members of the Texas House Democratic Caucus who are temporarily living in Washington have now tested positive for COVID-19. A person familiar with the situation says that they remain here in Washington, D.C., and have no plans to return to Texas before that state's special legislative session is scheduled to end on August 7th.
U.S. intelligence officials now say they have high confidence that Chinese hackers were responsible for an attack on Microsoft's email servers in March. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
These hackers are actually on the Chinese government's payroll. A senior administration official told reporters that China's Ministry of State Security, quote, uses criminal contract hackers to conduct unsanctioned cyber operations globally, including for their own personal profit. And we are just learning this morning that 4 Chinese nationals have actually been indicted by a grand jury in California for allegedly hacking into dozens of companies and government entities.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and 3 others are getting ready for tomorrow's first flight of his Blue Origin spacecraft with people on board. It's an entirely automated capsule. There will be no pilot or flight engineers along. Bezos was on CBS This Morning.
This vehicle is ready. This crew is ready. This team is amazing. We just feel really good about it.
An 18-year-old and 82-year-old will be on board, the youngest and oldest people to fly in space. Wally Funk is the senior citizen, a former test pilot.
But I feel like I'm 24. It's great.
Now overseas, CBS's Chris Livesay in Germany has the latest on destructive flooding, blamed for more than 180 deaths in several countries.
After days of swelling rivers, now swelling death tolls as bridges, homes, even swaths of villages vanished. Billions will be needed to rebuild in Germany alone. Some towns are likely gone for good.
A fast-moving wildfire south of California's Lake Tahoe has jumped a highway and forced more evacuations. Andrea Fearley had to get out of her house.
Everything here has been rebuilt, and this is the second time this area has been threatened.
Forecasters say erratic winds will make things dangerous for firefighters today, battling the largest of the western wildfires in southern Oregon. Now to Tucson, where Police Chief Chris Magnus says a man is accused of shooting at an ambulance crew, then shooting at firefighters battling a house fire.
Really horrific incident. You know, our hearts go out to families that are obviously concerned about their loved ones.
At least two people are dead, others wounded. Some children have been reported missing. The suspect was wounded and is in critical condition. Police in Washington, D.C. are still looking for suspects after Saturday night's parking lot shooting at Nationals Park during the Nats-Padres game. Ashen Benedict of the Metropolitan Police says the shots came from two vehicles.
The second vehicle we're still looking for, and as that information becomes more available, we'll put that out.
Three people were injured and fans hustled out. The game was stopped in the sixth inning. Well, today, a Florida man will be the first sentenced for a felony in connection with the January attack at the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors want 18 months for Paul Allard Hodgkins, who paraded through the Senate chamber with a Trump flag. An American father and son were sentenced to prison today in Tokyo for their role in helping former Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn flee Japan in 2019 as he faced financial misconduct charges. Michael Taylor got 2 years in prison. His son Peter got a year and 8 months. Well, no problem for American Colin Morikawa playing in his first British Open. He won his second major title, two shots better than Jordan Spieth.
At 24, it's so hard to look back at the short 2 years that I've been a pro and see what I've done because I want more.
Morikawa won last year's PGA Championship, playing that event for the first time. Yet another pandemic side effect. This one could foul up people who want to head overseas.
The State Department says the wait for a passport is now as long as 4 months.
People are waiting months and months and months.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the Biden administration to beef up staffing at the State Department.
The State Department has been so backlogged, people didn't apply for any visas and any passports while COVID happened, and now there's a deluge, and they don't have the personnel to do it.
That backlog of 2 million applications means those submitted now probably won't be issued until the fall. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Toyota is a corporate sponsor of the Olympics, but the company says now it will not run any Olympic-themed TV ads in Japan because of lackluster public support for the Games, and top Toyota executives plan to skip Friday's opening ceremony. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.